The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled, Do Your Best and God Will Do the Rest, in Washington, D.C., USA, in December 1997.
We have to live every moment. Every moment is a miracle, you know. Every moment is something new. It's something awaiting us, and we have to savor it. We enjoy it every moment. Why do we have to make our life miserable? Doesn't matter what. Now that we already have the wisdom, we should know. Nothing really can trouble us so much. I told you, if you don't have a good position, you can go out and sell tofu. Well, not in America, maybe. You sell hot dog. Vegetarian hot dogs. Is it allowed in America to sell hot dogs? On the street? No. Does it? Is it allowed? Oh, then why don't you do that? Yeah. If people know how tasty their vegetarian hot dogs is, they'll come for more. It's very easy, you know, they sell them, the hot dogs, in the market, vegetarian. Or you can import from Taiwan. That one kind of Taiwanese hot dog is very beautiful. I make sandwich all the time. You know, you don't make sandwich with the... Or you can make it with a soft American hot dog bread, yeah? Or you can make a French bread. And you slit it, butter it, and boil the hot dog, you know. Don't have to grill it, boil it. You have a pot of water and always hot dog swimming inside, and you pick it out. Put in the slitted bread, butter it already, and put some tomato, cucumber, you know, slice, and then coriander, cilantro, right? A coriander leaves, then some salt and some pepper, ketchup, and what else? Mustard and maggi sauce. Beautiful. And you can sell coffee, you know, or Coca-Cola to go with it. That's beautiful. I made that all the time before, and I like it so much. And you can sell them. It's very cheap. You sell them in front of movies, in front of the university or school, you know, you make money in no time and give me some commission, because it's a good idea. And all you need is very little capital, you know, a small car, yeah? That's it, see? A lot of things to do. Yeah, some people always look for big business. That's why they are miserable, you know. You can just sell the necessary item, the one that people cannot go without, and sell it in a crowded place. Small budget. That one make more money than a big restaurant, believe me. Because you don't have anything to worry about. No big tax to pay, no personnel, no tablecloth and all that kind of waiting on people, and people take long time to sit there. You know, in hot dog or like McDonald's, they come and go, and they make a lot of money. That's why the McDonald's kind of restaurant, they prosper, you know. And you can sell them vegetarian chicken and all that, you know. Hamburger. Last night you make some hamburger sandwich. It was beautiful. Did you eat them? None of them you ate them? Or just probably for the workers. And so I tried one. It's very nice. And it's, yeah, you can sell hamburger too. Or hot dog, whatever, you know. Why have to cling to fame and name and a big position and big business? Have a lot of headache, stress, break your relationship, you know, break your marriage, you know, sometimes your children leave you, wife hate you, because you're always in conference and business, you don't take care of them. This is just a joke, a suggestion, but you have 1,000 ideas what to do. Or you can just sell like a scarf, you know, woolen scarf in winter in front of a big place, and some people forget it, and when they see colorful, they buy one or two. These are cheap and quick. Or socks, you know, those convenient thing. Or hat, you know, those cover the ears, those kind of hat. You can make it yourself or buy them and sell them. And summer you sell something else. Winter you sell something else, or small thing. If it's allowed, you know, that's very simple. And if you don't want people to know who you are, you cover yourself with a mask. People think you have a cold or something, or keep warm. Yeah? Just your eyes, you know, out. And if that still reveal you, then you wear glasses, you know, sunglasses. And that's it. You just say, yeah. $5, please. So the fellow practitioner don't recognize you. You can imitate the voice of Michael Jackson, for example. $2. I don't know. I don't know if that is his him or not. You can imitate, you know, Nat King Cole or something. $2. Every situation can be worked out. Everyone can be changed. Suppose you have patience and love enough. Every kind of attacks is a kind of crying for attention. Sometimes your family just don't know how to tell them you that they love you, so they attack you. They scream at you or do something bad to attract your attention. So make sure you understand. You talk to him or her and make sure you understand and know how to solve the problem. Nothing cannot be solved. Yeah, you have to try your best and think in a meditation, use your wisdom and write out a solution and try it. You will feel it in your heart what to do. If you meditate enough, everything is all right in your life. The meditation is important, but the theory teaching is also important. Make sure you at least read or listen to the teaching of the master every day. If you don't feel my teaching is very good, then listen to some other master. Get the Bible out, the Buddhist scripture out, and then they tell you even more. I give you only 5 precepts, but the Bible 10. Bible give you 10 commandments, so you have a choice. And then there's a lot to learn from the past and present masters. you should keep some other theoretic teaching in your mind so that to control the mind. That is for the mind only. The soul do not need that. So every time you encounter some problem, if you have bad habit, you should read the teaching of the master, and that will tame your mind to a great extent. Yes, you must read or listen to good teaching, noble dharma, every day. Not only to sit in meditation. Otherwise, you don't know why you sit in meditation. I don't know, you don't know the purpose, and you don't get the good result. Your heart will not long for it. Your mind will not be peaceful enough so that you can enter samadhi and have a real, real good wisdom afterward. Suppose you do all this and you meditate every day and you still think you have a bad habit. You still think you are too attached to this and that. It's all right, and not to worry. You've tried your best, at least your conscience is tranquil. And then this bad habit will grow out of you in time. Because some of us have very deep-rooted karma in the past lives. We did so many so-called undesirable things repeatedly, time after time, life after life. And then we couldn't control us no more. It's just like the horse, you know. If he keep going, you know, in a one path every day, later on, without the owner, blindfold, he still can go. He keep going the same road all the time. Just like a train, you keep going on the same tracks, and then we couldn't control it. But then, one day we get fed up with our own habits, and then we will also give up. So do not worry so much. Do not blame yourself too much. Continue to do as best as you can for your own improvement. And whatever else, you cannot do anything else except do your best, right? So if you do your best, then you would feel good already. Huh? I'm almost on time. Do you have any last minute question?
Master, I'd just like to tell you that I have received such huge strength from you, thanks to you. But when it comes to Maya, my strength seems to leave me, and I still need you 300% of the way. Can you explain this about Maya, please?
Oh, no, I'd rather explain about God. Oh, Maya is nothing but our own laziness, sister. Our own laziness. We give up, we give in, we don't want to try. It's too hard, it's too long, it's too difficult. All these kind of things. Yeah? We don't worry about it. There's two forces within us. One say, you have to do what is good. The other say, oh, why bother? Just sleep. Yeah, that's the Maya, okay? There's no outside Maya except in us. So fight with yourself. You're welcome. But, of course, there is some outside influence, you see? Like the place or the people we interact with and the atmosphere in which people create. And then we tumble in, and then we get affected. We get affected by that too, of course. But it is all coming to our laziness. We don't want to struggle to get out of it. We don't want to better ourselves. We don't want to think that we are strong. We should never give up. Just continue, continue, and then you get the reward. Really, you feel better after you achieve something, after you struggle and stand up for yourself. It's nothing impossible, really. We might be miserable, we might cry, but stand up we must at the end. Yeah? It's our own laziness. No Maya can beat us, really. Because we are the Buddha. We are God incarnate. All right? Welcome. The Maya is just the test, examination that we have to take now and again in the school of life. There's no school here except we train ourselves, see? Every situation is for us to be stronger. No maya. Just test. We test ourselves. Before we came down to this world, we vowed to do this, do that, and others. But there are also obstacles in our way so that we will know what we can do, how strong we are, yeah, how determined. So there's no maya. Don't worry about it. Just us. Just us. Maya us. Yes.
Relating to what you just said, sometimes a task is very difficult, and I feel like I have to be very strong and break through obstacles. And then sometimes people say to me, no, no, take it easy, God will do it. Mm-hmm. And I should just relax and let it happen. So how do you know the balance between what you should do and how much you should relax?
Okay, okay. You do your best, and the rest God does.
Thank you.
After you do your best, then he has to do the rest. That's it. And if you succeed already, oh, fine, fine. Then you should be proud and happy. If you've done your best already, nothing else we can do. See? It's not always leave it to God, of course, because you are here to do things, to learn your own strength. You can always leave it to God too, then don't do nothing. Yeah? But how? How you live a life doing nothing? You like that? No, it would be too boring. So there are challenges for you to overcome. Yeah? So to do it is for you. To do or not to do, to be or not to be, Sophie? What next?
Master, we thank you very much for your love, your compassion. And we know very much that you thrive your best. You do a lot of effort. You're very tired, but you make a big effort to receive us, to join with us many, many times during the retreat. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you should shock yourself out sometimes, you know, of your slumber. Can't sleep forever. It's time to wake up. Time to be elevated, be more noble, think of something more higher, something more vast, something larger than life, something more than just the decay of the body and the teeth. If after so many years you still go back to elementary, then it's a cause for you to be angry with yourself. You should shock yourself out of it. And if you couldn't, then I have to shock you out. Yeah? You're not used to with the way of a master, I guess. I'm a very good master. Should be happy. Yeah, I forsake my ladylike and my reputation, everything, just for you. I would even scream at you if I have to, for your own benefit. Because nobody scream at you at home. Nobody shock you out of your sleep at home. All the friends are polite. All the people are very courteous. Nobody tell you your problem. Nobody point out your weakness. Nobody rise you up to walk and be independent and strong. Everybody let you lay there sick so that they can feel sorry for you, so that they can feel better than you. You should not be sick. Sick in mind or in body is not a pleasant thing. It's not an honorable thing to keep. And nobody should feel sorry for you because you're sick. And like that make you sicker, more and more sick, you know? You should just feel great, you know, help yourself, stand up. And if you want your mother, father to be liberated, you meditate more. Not by crying that you will help them. Not by wailing that they will be liberated, but by your strength of faith, by your power of concentration. You have to have faith in what I say to you. There is no reason for me to tell a lie to you. And there is no reason. I don't even know you. I don't take anything from you. If you walk out, I don't say nothing. There are many disciples who prove it to you already. I mean, we prove it by experience, not by my speech. And that's the reason why they are still here, because it's been proved. So you have faith, continue your homework, everything will be done according to your wish. Yes. You do your best and God do the rest. All right? So, enjoy.
Master?
Yeah?
Master, thank you very much for your loving compassion, for gracing us with your eternal wisdom, and especially your boundless patience in answering all of our mundane questions. Master, thank you for your guidance despite our repetitive mistakes. But most of all, Master, we thank you for your infinite love and for the countless ways that you reveal this love.
Thank you. Is that it? Yes. Okay. Of course, we thank you again, all the working members. Thank you.
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for Master Suffers Because We Suffer. Now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal Rights Conference on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you a fabulous and fulfilling day.